Last month, we said that November's employment situation was a bit of a disappointment. Although revisions have made it less of a disappointment, we can't find much to complain about in the December employment situation, which was solid all around. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of brucesteinberg.net and steinbergemploymentresearch.com reporting on December 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the December unemployment rate was unchanged again, or one could say steady at its lowest rate in more than 7.5 years, at 5.0%. There were 485,000 more employed persons in December, 20,000 fewer unemployed persons, and the size of the labor force grew by 466,000. In addition, the number of people not in the labor force declined by 277,000. In other words, the movements of the underlying components sort of equalized the equation, so the unemployment rate was unchanged. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up 292,000, which was a nice improvement, nearly 16%, from November's growth of 252,000. The private goods producing sector increased 45,000 in December, and that was a pleasant improvement from November's gain of 39,000. However, the improvement in this sector was not uniform. Construction sector slowed, but just a bit, with growth of 45,000 in December compared to a 48,000 job increase in November. Manufacturing jobs, which increased by 3,000 and 2,000 in October and November respectively, were up by 8,000 in December. Durable goods contracted by 6,000 jobs, and non-durable goods increased by 14,000. And mining and logging continued to decline, with a loss of 8,000 jobs in December after dropping 4,000 in October and falling by 11,000 in November. The private service providing sector clearly improved, with growth of 230,000 in December after increasing 201,000 in November, which was initially reported as growth of only 163,000. The retail trade sector added 4,300 jobs in December, which was an anticipated slowdown from November's growth of 32,000 jobs. The professional and business services sector gave some welcome remarks to more job seekers by hiring an additional 73,000 in December after growing by only 21,000 in November, but not as much as the 94,000 the sector added in October. Growth for computer systems, design, and related services slowed, with a gain of only 3,800 in December after adding 4,300 in November. The education and health services sector added a total of 59,000 jobs in December, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector increasing by 6,300 jobs. The healthcare and social assistance subsector was up almost 53,000 jobs in December after growing by almost 40,000 in November. Home healthcare services, which was essentially flat, with an increase of only 300 in November, sort of came back to life with growth of 3,700 in December. And the party continued to wind down in the leisure and hospitality sector that added 29,000 jobs in December after adding 47,000 in November and 48,000 in October. And the total number of government jobs was up by 17,000 in December. The federal government grew by 4,000 jobs, state government expanded by 6,000, and local government added 7,000. Temporary help services recovered nicely in December from November's dip, and October's growth was stronger than previously reported. The not-so-final numbers, we'll explain that statement in our wrap at the end, for December showed that temporary help services increased by 34,400 jobs to 2,957,800, which was a 1.2% sequential growth and up 3.3% year-over-year. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs that retreated in November, jumped to 2.06% in December. And although the 2015 job numbers will not be finalized until next month, it's looking like temporary help services were up 9.9% in 2015, which was a nice improvement from growth of 5.6% in 2014. And growth for 2015 was the best since 2011, which was the period immediately coming out of the Great Recession. At this time of year, which immediately precedes BLS's annual revisions, there are often large adjustments to the monthly job numbers in the fourth quarter, so we'll hold off making any final conclusions about 2015 until next month. Regardless, the unemployment situation is holding steady at historically low levels, and job growth is strong, albeit uneven. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at brucesteinberg.net or steinbergemploymentresearch.com.